You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Life Insurance Corporation of India on Tuesday said that it has acquired 6.660% shareholding in Jio Financial Services Limited, the demerged non-banking financial services arm of the Reliance Industries. The regulatory filing said, quote, "This is to inform that the corporation has acquired 6.660% shareholding in Jio Financial Services Limited through demerger action by Reliance Industries Limited, as per the notice by company dated 19 July 2023, unquote. Jio Financial Services listed on the stock exchanges on August 21st, listing at Rs. 265. The market capitalization of the company stood at close to Rs. 1.60 lakh crores. The LIC said that the cost of acquisition of Jio Financial Services is 4.68% of the pre-demerge cost of Reliance Industries. Over to IPOs, Aeroflex Industries Rs. 351 crore IPO opened for subscription today. The public offer comprises a fresh issue of shares worth Rs. 162 crores and an offer for sale component with promoters and shareholders offloading shares totaling Rs. 189 crores. The firm has set the price band for the IPO at Rs. 102 to 108 per equity share. Aeroflex Industries shares grey market premium gained 63% on Tuesday, commanding a premium of Rs. 68 over upper end of the IPO price, implying a listing price of Rs. 176 per share. Ahead of the issue opening, Aeroflex Industries raised Rs. 103.68 crores from various anchor investors on 21st August. The IPO will close for subscription on 24th August. In some more market news, shares of Adani Enterprises Limited climbed over 3% on Tuesday after billionaire Gautam Adani-led promoter group increased its stake in the flagship firm. The stock gained 3.10% to Rs. 2,720.65 on the BSE during the day. At the NSE, it climbed 3% to Rs. 2,721. In terms of traded volume, 1.12 lakh shares of the firm were traded on the BSE during the morning deals and 22.58 lakh shares on the NSE. Gautam Adani-led promoter group has increased its stake in the group's flagship firm as the ports to energy conglomerate continues to recover from the effects of a report by U.S. short seller Hindenburg Research. Promoter group has increased stake in Adani Enterprises Limited from 67.65% to 69.87%. Meanwhile, India's July crude oil imports from Russia dipped for the first time in 9 months, while inbound shipments from Saudi Arabia tumbled to their lowest in 2.5 years following OPEC Plus cuts. Tanker data from trade and industry sources showed, a Reuters report said. Both China and India, the world's biggest and third biggest oil importers, cut imports from Russia and Saudi Arabia in July after prices rose and as the two oil producers reduced output and crude oil shipments. Saudi Arabia volunteered to cut output by another 1 million barrels per day from July through September, and Russia will reduce exports in August by 500,000 barrels per day. India's overall imports also declined 5.2% from June to 4.4 million BPD oil in July. Moving on, the Health Ministry on Monday conducted a meeting with Indian Medical Association officials to discuss issues related to newly notified regulations by the National Medical Commissioner. The NMC's regulations issued earlier this month stated that all doctors must prescribe generic drugs, failing which they will be penalized and even their license to practice may be suspended for a period. According to a statement released by IMA on Tuesday, the Medical Association has requested the government to withdraw the mandatory nature of the regulation on the prescription of generic drugs till the quality assurance of all the drugs could be ensured. Meanwhile, the association requested the government to make digitalization desirable yet optional. Over to economy, the government will launch the Mera Bill Mera Adhikar Invoice Incentive Scheme, which offers cash prize from Rs. 10,000 to Rs. 1 crore from September 1st, starting with 6 states and union territories. The scheme, which is aimed at motivating customers to ask for a bill every time they make purchases, will be launched in the states of Assam, Gujarat and Haryana and the UTs of Puducherry, Daman and Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs said. All invoices issued by GST-registered suppliers to consumers will be eligible for the Mera Bill Mera Adhikar scheme, under which monthly and quarterly draw-off lots will be made. Lastly, the share market, domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex gave up their gains on Tuesday to end flat, continuing the range-bound trend. Nifty concluded just below 19,400, unable to breach the strong resistance level landing at 19,396.45 with a marginal 0.01% gain. Sensex wrapped up with a slight increase of 4 points, standing at 65,220.03. Nifty Midcap 100 rose over 1.1%, while the Small Cap Index added around 0.8%. Fear Gauge India VIX settled lower around 11.75. In the broader markets, Bank Nifty settled marginally lower, falling for 8 of the 9 sessions. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.